talked to him for about half.
Talked to him for about half an hour. I think I convinced him that whatever errors we have made, and I don't think they are any, you had absolutely nothing to do with it. That you gave me a complete, clear instruction to eliminate all frills, eliminate all luxuries. And contrary to my own good judgment, I've gone ahead and introduced austerity into the aircraft by doubling their capacity so we can, in effect, use one plane in place of two, by putting on a King airplane, which costs $75 an hour instead of $300 an hour, and buying it at $325,000 instead of $2 million for another Jetstar, and that the overhauls of the yachts were none, not at your direction, but at our direction, particularly the Navy's direction, routine overhauls, and that furthermore and finally, every bit of data relating to any of these aircraft or yachts is available to the public, and particularly to members of Congress. And he seemed mollified when he got through. I don't mean to say he isn't going to take a pot shot at us tomorrow, but at least for today, he's silenced. Then I sent to Mahon that list of ideas that he can use on the floor in case this subject comes up.
Well, send me a copy of what you sent him so I'll know in talking to him.
I will.
What was Laird's reaction? What did he say?
Well, he said that he said he was just trying to set the record straight, that Evans had told him it was $1 million worth and that he couldn't believe it was that high, and he asked our people in the Navy for information, and they'd given it to him and showed it was under 100,000, and then the people that gave it to him had later told him or told his office that they were being subject to reprisal action for having given it. I said I never heard about it until I saw the Bill Morris letter. I couldn't imagine who'd given it to him, but in any case, I'd guarantee there'd be no reprisal action.
Does that satisfy that?
It seemed to, yes. I told him that, I said to him, frankly, Bill, I know you well enough to know you don't ask for anything over here that you're not trying to make partisan advantage of, and I don't object to that. When it's a fact and when it's a matter of public record, do everything you can to beat us on the head with it if we've misbehaved. But I want you to know here, A, I don't think we have, and B, if we have, it's not in any way associated with the president. It's entirely a result of our own action and own responsibility, because the fact of the matter is the president, more than anybody else in his government, is forcing a standard of austerity on everyone, me included. And when we don't live to that standard of austerity, it's our own error and not his. So he seemed mollified. As I say, he will scratch around for every bit of partisan advantage he can find, but on this I think he realizes he hadn't got any.
What about your Fulbright testimony?
Well, they haven't yet contacted me. All I know is what I hear, that the vote was 8-7, that I don't know that me or Wheeler and me be called for executive session as soon as convenient. Now, I've got this testimony before Russell. It'll extend another 3 days at least. Can't do it tomorrow because of the White House hearings and the floor, so we canceled the hearings. And on Friday, I'm to go back. And then undoubtedly, probably Monday, they won't have a hearing. And then it'll be Tuesday and Wednesday on that. So the earliest I could do it with Fulbright is Thursday or Friday of next week. And then I start with Rivers and the Armed Service Committee of the House on the 67 budget the following Monday. So there's only 2 days, Thursday and Friday of next week, that I think would be free for that. And if he asked me, I, unless you feel otherwise, propose to respond enthusiastically.
Yes, I would. I'd just tell him to be delighted to.
Sure.
And I'd ask him if he want to bring General Westmoreland. Does he want to have him? He'd be glad to get him in if he wants any facts about
it. Okay. I hadn't thought of that, but I will.
And
he'll say yes, of course. And do you want to bring West in for that?
I think while you had him here, you could take him over to Senate Armed Services and House and let him make a little appearance. And I think it'd be a damn good thing in Lodge, too. Did you lead Lodge's weekly report?
Yes, I did.
I wish that Lodge and Westy would take one reporter, and I'm afraid to tell anybody this but you, and I guess you're not close enough to Lodge. I guess I got to tell Rusk, but then, damn it, I get it leaked.
Oh, I could tell
you. What I want is Lodge's excellent report here on his effect of things out there, and I agree with it, but it doesn't do me any good for him to send it to me great secret.
Yeah.
What I'd like for him, he and Westy, to do is to agree on what he says there. And let one man know it.
Yeah.
Whoever his best man is.
Yeah. I'll try to get the message to him.
That's what I want. And I want to give some serious thought now to driving these guys underground. They're demanding Rusk's resignation. They're calling it your war. And they're against public interest. And I don't want to play unfair. But I want to take the tools in my arsenal, and I want to use them. Now, we got Bobby.
Tied down.
We got him this afternoon. Did you see the headline?
No, I saw it this morning. No, I thought the morning was good. I haven't seen yet.
Kennedy gives Johnson support on Vietnam.
No, I haven't seen that.
Senator says he agrees on role of Viet Cong. So, and he's going to New York with me to speak tonight. I don't know what he's going to say, but I know the agreement now. I told them to send you that speech, have they?
They have. I just called Mac to give him my views. I thought it was excellent. I didn't get him. He was in.
Is there anything to add that you can add?
No, I just thought it was beautifully done. I thought the 10 questions and the responses, direct and simple, were really going to get across to the people.
Well, now, what would you think about my saying? Just one sentence. The networks had a little hesitancy about whether they carried or not. And I've got to have something new.
Yeah.
And you're the only one to ever suggest anything new in the government to me. I guess they go to other people. I thought when I saw this invitation of yours by an 8-7 vote, and incidentally, I noticed most of them were Johnson people voting. That's interesting. Fulbright voted, but Dodd and Long and the other folks that were voting for you there to come. I guess they thought that you'd make a case. I told Long this morning I wanted to hurry up and get the bill passed, but he went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a mistake to do
it. I did too.
Now that I've done it, I thought I'd better respond enthusiastically.
What I thought we might say is that I asked the Secretary of State and General Taylor and Aide Director Bell to spend the whole day with the committee, giving all their views. And committees indicated would like to hear you and General Wheeler, and they've now agreed to do that in closed session, and there they can get the full story and all the details they want. And that I'm instructing Secretary McNamara to be available to them anytime, and I'm also asking him to notify General Westmoreland and Ambassador Lodge if committee desires that they would be available to give to him.
I think it's excellent.
I see nothing wrong with that.
I think it's excellent. It takes the play out of their hands. You might say.
And then when I did that, you see, Russell would sure come up and want it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'd make him available to Russell and the Rivers groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's excellent.